I mean, how do you feel Trigorin fits into the Seagull? I mean, he's often cited as one of Chekhov's greatest creations. While he's pivotal to the play, you know, you might think that Konstantin's kind of more of a central figure, maybe.
Yeah, I think the thing about Trigorin is that he's a hugely important protagonist, if you like, within the piece. But a lot of that is because of what people say about him rather than what he actually does on stage. You know, he spends a lot of the time fairly, like I say, not really talking a lot and doesn't really want to engage with people apart from this moment in Act Two when he suddenly kind of opens up to Nina and, you know, starts on this great conversation with her, which then kind of starts to change everything from then onwards in the play, really. But yeah, his influence on the play is huge because of people's attitude towards him and because of everything that he brings with him, really. And yeah, I've read that myself about him, you know, being one of Chekhov's greatest creations. But I haven't really worked that out yet. That just made me terrified, really. That's the sort of thing that you don't want to read when you're researching a play as an actor. Go, oh, well, that's just great.
I mean, the Seagull's got a fairly large ensemble cast. Is this fun?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's fantastic to work in a large cast, and you know, and it's a real mixture for me of people that I know very well and have worked with a lot, and people that I've never worked with before. So, which is always a perfect mix, I think, because you've got people that you feel very safe with, and that you're used to how they work, and yet you've got the kind of excitement of working with new people and new relationships and new challenges within that. And so, yeah, it's great, and it's a, you know. I suppose I would probably have to say this anyway, but it is genuinely true that they're, you know, it's a brilliant cast and a really great bunch of people. And that's when this job is at its best, really. When you get to spend a month in a rehearsal room with a bunch of great actors and really kind of challenging each other, that's what the job's all about, really.
What makes you return to the Library Theatre Company and Chris Hohner?
Basically, he's got some serious dirt on me from a long time ago. And, you know, it's kind of like a contract in blood thing that every few years I have to come and work for him. Now, you know, it's a very special thing for me to be asked to come and do this show in the, you know, with it being Chris's last show at the Library Theatre Company and the Library's last show as the Library Theatre Company. The Library Theatre Company and Chris Hohner have been a huge part of my life and my career for the best part of 20 years. And, you know, even to the extent that, you know, I met my wife doing a job at the Library Theatre. And so, yeah, it's a huge influence on me, and it's a very special place. And he's a very special person to me as well. I worked with Chris first when I was at drama school, and I've had that relationship ever since. So, you know, I was desperate to do it, really. It was me begging him for the chance rather than the other way around.
So what's it been like working on Anya Rice's adaptation of The Seagull?
Anya's adaptation, as anyone I'm sure who reads it will agree, is just a brilliant piece of work. I find it absolutely disgusting how young she is, and it shouldn't really be allowed. People shouldn't be able to be that clever when they're young. But yeah, I mean, it's brilliant. I know The Seagull, and I've never seen The Seagull, actually, but I've read it a few times over the years, and read it first when I was about 16 years old, and then read it just before, because I knew that Chris was going to do it, and so I read an old adaptation again, and then literally 24 hours later found out that, oh, right, he's doing this, and his translation of it, and so therefore then read that, and just was absolutely in awe of it, really. It's so faithful to the original text when you compare it to other translations, but it absolutely has its own stamp and its own style on it. And she's kind of done a really, really clever thing of essentially creating a new play that feels like a new play. It just feels like a new modern play, but is absolutely faithful to that original text.